From the Financial Times in Flint, Michigan, I'm Lindsay Whipp and this is FT News.
I wake up in the morning, we have two cats and a dog.
Yeah.
We have to go to the basement, I fill up a pitcher of water. It's full of copper, it's full of potentially mercury and other heavy metals that they're not even really looking for. I take it upstairs.
That's Flint resident Nick Custer describing his morning routine to get filtered water. We met in a local cafe where he explained what the local community had been experiencing over the past couple of years.
So the first 10 minutes of my morning is just filtering water. Then I give my animals water, and then I'll make my coffee, I'll make whatever other things I want for the morning. Then I go and take a shower. My best understanding is that it doesn't go through your skin. My understanding is lead doesn't. So I'll take a shower, I'll try not to get any in my nose, and you have cuts and you just have to deal with it. I am never relaxed when I'm doing these things.
This has been the morning routine for Mr. Custer for much of the last 2 years, the point when a state-appointed city manager switched the source of Flint's water from Detroit system to the Flint River, using its own treatment system in a cost-cutting move. Residents soon started to complain of discoloured and smelly water coming from their taps. They complained of hair loss and other symptoms. Doctors started spotting excessively high levels of lead in children's blood. Cases of Legionnaire's disease were reported. But with each concern, state officials played down the warnings. When earlier this month, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder eventually declared a state of emergency for the city, attention was gotten in D.C., where President Barack Obama told Flint Mayor Karen Weaver that he had her back.
And I know that if I was a parent up there, I would be beside myself that my kids' health could be at risk.
These days, volunteers hand out bottled water to local residents among some of the main streets of Flint, and there are distribution from the Red Cross and the Michigan National Guard. This week, Michigan Governor Rick Snyder addressed the crisis in his annual State of the State address.
To you, the people of Flint, I say tonight, as I have before, I am sorry and I will fix it.
But it's not been enough to quell the concerns among residents.
I don't even know if the state can take care of it, but the state is at fault. And something needs to happen. You can't just ignore us.
You can read the full story on the Flint water crisis at FT.com.
Did you know the Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin? Through the words and experiences of investment professionals, you'll discover who was their best mentor, what's a mistake they made that changed their approach, and how do they find their next great idea? Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Published by American Funds Distributors, Inc.